Chris, thanks for joining me on the John Murphy Show tonight.
Man, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Chris, tell us a little bit about you going to the rookie symposium and speaking. How did that all come together for you?
Well, this is actually my 8th rookie symposium.
So wow.
I had my initial one in 1998, but right around 2005-ish, I said, I have some ideas on how we can, you know, do more at engaging our young players, and was able to talk to a couple of folks at the NFL office, and they said, well, come on. Come to the rookie symposium.
So what?
Let's talk through them.
What are some of those ideas? What did you bring to the table?
Well, really was that 3 days in terms of rookie symposium is not enough. That we have to do more in engaging them from an early, earlier in terms of our directors of player engagement right now. So we have to spend more time with them at the facilities, not as much at the rookie symposium. And then the real change in terms of rookie symposium was, what can you do? Not just what not to do, but what are the real opportunities? How can you set yourself up? So instead of just looking at, you know, some of the pitfalls, but really saying, you know, what is the opportunity? So where do I see myself in 5 years, in 10 years, and really taking advantage of this game?
Chris, what is the number one reason you believe athletes, NFL players, go astray once they become professional football players, guys who get in trouble? Is it because they surround themselves with the wrong people? Is it because they just have too much time on their hands and they don't know how to handle the money that goes along with that? What's the number one reason you've found?
Well, I think the most important thing is to realize that the guys that get in trouble are a very small amount of the guys that are playing. So the ones that do get in trouble, I mean, it really comes down to potentially friends that are around, certain things with their family, putting demands on them that are just crazy, certain things in terms of the ladies that are around, females, and then just really finances and understanding that. So I think the biggest problem is it's really not knowing exactly what they're getting themselves into, and that's why the rookie symposium is so important.
A couple of years ago, Herm Edwards had a tremendous speech at the rookie symposium. Made a lot of people laugh, but he spoke a lot of truths, obviously. One of the things he brought up was social media. Chris, how much has social media changed the way that athletes can enhance their brand as well as be careful about their brand?
Absolutely. Completely changed it. Completely changed it. You know, you have an opinion, you want to comment on something. I mean, you can say it from anywhere. And it's completely changed, the connection that an athlete can have with the fans. But also, when you don't realize that fans are watching what you're doing, it can completely change your relationship, too. So it makes it where you have to be more aware of what you're saying. And any little slip-up, instead of it now being a little discussion in the corner, now it's out in the public for everyone to see.
Talking with Chris Draft, former linebacker for the Buffalo Bills. He played in Buffalo in 2009 here with the Bills. He played 11 games, started 3 of them at linebacker. What do you remember from your time here in Buffalo?
The people. I was talking to E.J. Manuel and the rest of the Bills rookies before they left out at the Play 60 camp, and I was telling them how great the Bills fans were, how amazing they were. And in 2009, we played the Indianapolis Colts, the last game of the season. And it was a blizzard. I mean, it's snow. It's crazy. And they were waiting for me to say, man, there were some real diehard, dedicated fans that showed up and were there. And I was like, no. The place was sold out. People were excited. They know how to dress. They are ready to go. And it was just amazing.
Why was it important for you to stay involved in the game after you left the game?
Well, this has always been a goal of mine in terms of empowering our young men. And when I look at the game of football, we have so much power to affect people's lives outside of this game. And so, you know, being able to help guys see not just the pitfalls, but really what the opportunities are. Delanie Walker spoke. He's now a Tennessee Titan, was with the San Francisco 49ers, and he shared about his uncle, an aunt that passed away 5 hours after their team party after the Super Bowl. And now he's partnering with MAD and, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving and completely changing awareness about drunk driving because of it. So, I mean, there's so much opportunity in terms of what you can do with this platform. And our hope is that you really, you know, that you understand that and don't just throw it away.
Where do you reside now, Chris? Do you visit Buffalo often, and where do you make your home?
I reside in Atlanta, but I am not there so much. But I've had a chance to get back to Buffalo a couple of times. I was up visiting with Roswell Park a couple of times. Got a chance to go back to the Thursday night game last year when the Bills prevailed over the Miami Dolphins. And hopefully I'll be able to get back up there a couple of times during the season.
Well, you got a couple other things planned before you get the chance to do that, and some really cool things going on, and good for you. You're going to be going to Afghanistan very soon. When are you doing that, and tell us why?
We're actually going on June 30th. So basically I'm going from the Rookie Symposium, have a couple-day break, and then jumping on a plane to go to Afghanistan. Just absolutely amazing. It's an NFL USO trip. And usually I'm in Atlanta at the fireworks downtown, and I'm kind of watching them. And they said I had an opportunity to go visit the troops, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Yes, count me in. I want to go. I want to be there. You know, my father was in the Marine Corps, and basically those values were instilled in me from an early age. My grandfather was career Army, which absolutely instilled that in my mom. My brother was in the Navy, where routinely they were cruising through the Persian Gulf. So to have an opportunity to spend the 4th of July, because we'll be there for a week, spend the 4th of July with the troops. I don't think there's not too many words that can really say how exciting it is and how honored I am to be able to represent the NFL, represent the Buffalo Bills even out in Afghanistan.
What's your message going to be for the troops when you're out there?
I mean, it really is that we support you, man. We got your back. We appreciate everything that you're doing. I mean, when you're putting your lives on the line, I mean, we appreciate you. We understand that you're here, that you're out there fighting, and every day that it's you have to be on.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to play this. You wouldn't be able to play this game without those men and women doing what they're doing for us.
No way. I mean, this game or anything, just the ability to get up and be free and to have choices and thoughts, all the things that we're talking about here, the possibility of change is because of this great country.
Chris Draft joining me right now. Chris, before I let you go, I see you're a Stanford guy, and of course the Cardinal. They've had a couple of good seasons here. Now they're playing pretty well over there now in the Pac-12. David Shaw doing a tremendous job as coach. You follow your Cardinal still?
Absolutely following the Cardinals. I still can't get my hands around, arms around, mind around the Pac-12. I'm a Pac-10 guy, so I'm still trying to accept that, but. The Cardinals have been doing amazing, and really they've sent a message to the country. They've sent a message very loud and very clear that you do not have to compromise academics to have a solid and elite football team.
I know you'll feel me on this then when I say, look, I'm a Syracuse guy. We're going from the Big East to the ACC. I don't know what to feel about this anymore, this stuff, Chris. It's crazy, I mean, I got to start figuring out other teams now and rooting against different teams I've never thought about rooting for. This whole college football thing, this landscape is changing overall. It's all about the dollar,
It so much is about the dollar. People are moving. They're doing the same thing with high schools, how they're trying to match things up. Eventually, it should shake itself out, but... right now, there's a little bit of movement, which creates opportunity to be able to play against different teams and get a different feel. But it's still college football, and it's still amazing.
Hey, real quickly, what did you think? What was your impressions of the Bills rookies? E.J. Manuel, Kiko Alonso, Robert Woods, those guys?
Well, I'll tell you this. When I saw E.J., I said, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Are you really that big? Are you really that big? Now, I didn't exactly say that. I was thinking that in my mind, and I was hoping that he could see that in my eyes and in my face, like, oh, my goodness.
Chris, I said the same thing myself. I said the same thing myself. When he was introduced to the media here and he stood at the podium, I was taken aback by his presence of how big he was, and his personality is even bigger than that, really, because of his demeanor.
He did an amazing job, and really, when you see quarterbacks, they have an aura about them.
Yes.
That's what you want. Is you want them to lead, and it's just natural. Last year I had an opportunity to see you know, Russell Wilson, when he walked around, you just knew that he had the respect of all those rookies. He had them where he could have told them to run some routes inside the ballroom, and they would have been running routes. And, you know, that's the kind of feel that I have for EJ, man. You can see the respect already of the other rookies. They're ready for him to lead. Now, he knows that you have to earn it, and you have to do it with your actions, but he's already built a relationship with him, and you can see it.